trans movement, media provide deranged responses to shooting at Christian school. By Spencer Lindquist on March 28, 2023. Media outlets and members of the transgender movement had disturbing responses to the shooting up of a Christian elementary school in Nashville by a transgender person. The Trans Resistance Network provided a statement on the horrific shooting in which they remarked, "Hate has consequences." The statement added that, in addition to the death of the victims, the second and more complex tragedy is that Aiden or Aubrey Hale, who felt he had no other effective way to be seen than to lash out by taking the life of others, and by consequence, himself. The statement also directed attention to a virtual avalanche of anti-trans legislation. Commentator David Pakman tweeted, "Very surprising that there would be a mass shooting at a Christian school, given that a lack of prayer is often blamed for these horrible events." The tweet also read, "Is it possible they weren't praying enough? Or correctly, despite being a Christian school?" Leftist Alejandra Caraballo wrote, "Thank God Tennessee protected the children from the so-called horrors of drag and gender-affirming care so they can be shot up at school by an AR-15 instead." Newsweek published a story in a tweet that read, "Drag shows and gender-affirming care for minors were banned in Tennessee this month, while assault weapons remain legal." KPRC News, a Houston-based news station, pivoted from the shooting at the Christian school to discuss attacks against the trans community that may come following the news that the shooter identified as transgender. Meanwhile, outlets like the New York Times, USA Today, and CBS News backtracked after correctly identifying the shooter, Aubrey Hale, as a female. Some leftists on Twitter openly celebrated the violence. "Oppressed minorities strike back, and if you don't want it to happen, stop oppressing them," one user wrote. Another stated, "I still think TN got what they deserve today. You can't victimize people nonstop and expect something bad not to happen." Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.